find the topic halacha lemaisa to talk about it because of Hanukkah. Pretty much all the mitzvah yom harova. Halachas there. If you have new halachas there, shalat there. Even halal shalat. Okay. Sure, everyone's got the halal already. The only thing that's still left with Hanukkah is the celebration of the day itself. So the day that food is other yonim. That's still considered to be an important part of the office. So I thought we'd just speak a little bit for the remaining couple hours. We're not going to speak for remaining hours, but we'll talk about the mitzvahs that are left in the remaining hours in terms of the celebration of Hanukkah, even not necessarily the mitzvah sayom of Kriyas Hallel, the mitzvah of the Mesneris. The Gemara tells us in Masech Shabbos that Kodim Yom tells him Bahala Vodah, that Chazal instituted that the days of Hanukkah are supposed to be days of Hallel Vodah. It's not 100% clear what that phrase means. Bahala pretty much means Hallel. It's not 100% clear what the phrase Hodah means. Is Hodah referring to the recitation of the Alanisim? Is Hodah referring to lighting of the Chanukah candles? The Chanukah candles, the mitzvahs, how light the mitzvahs of Neiras lead you, Kedem Lehoidus of Hallel Shem Chavadol. It's not 100% clear what the phrase of the Hodah is, but those are the only two things, the only two descriptions that Chazal used, at least in the Gemara explicitly, as to what the nature of Chanukah is all about. So when it opens up the Rambam, the beginning of the Chanukah, so the Rambam adds on the third thing, besides Hallel Hodah, Rambam writes that Kavim Yimei Simcha. Rambam writes that the days of Chanukah are days of simple, the days of rejoicing as well. And the question is, how does that play out exactly in Lamaisa? And what exactly does that mean? What exactly is this idea? At least according to Rambam, so the days of Chanukah have some degree of simcha to them. So clearly, the regular expressions of simcha that we're familiar with from Simchas Yomtiv do not apply to Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that usually Simchas Yomtiv is synonymous with the offering of korbanos. To bring you the Shabbat Simcha, obviously that's irrelevant for Chanukah. In addition, the Gemara says that Bisman, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, so Bisman Hazeh, there are other physical manifestations of Simcha of Yom Tovim, particularly Yayin, the Gemara says, in Simcha of Yayin, around the Hilchot Yom Tov, in Simcha of Bosav Yayin. So those physical manifestations of Simcha, of having the Suzah's Fleshik meals and wine, those are things that we don't find at all in Hilchot Chanukah. We don't find that in Gemara, we don't find that in the Rambam at all. If anything, we find the minig of Rishon to milchik on Chanukah. There's a minig that the Rambam quotes that he smells up some cheese on the Chanukah. I'm not sure what the shear is of cheese. I don't think, I was wondering just whether it means you have to have a kazayin. I'm just saying a joke. I don't think you have to have a kazayin. It's a little faith, a little something. So I'm not usually the biggest cheese eating people. So I felt bad that it was already Friday. I was being a chesed. I didn't think I'd had a piece of cheese the whole week. So I took the slice of cheese out of the fridge. I figured that was good enough to be good because I'm Rishonim writes a minig to have a cheese on Chanukah. Basically, stories, you do this, etc. But we don't find any mention of Bas of Yayin, any real expressions of Simcha. This is, of course, in contrast to Purim. In Purim, we do find there's a din of Simcha. We have the Megillah says explicitly, maybe it's just Simcha. And here, the din is very clear. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch writes that you have to have Bas of Yayin to fulfill Simcha's Yom Tov on Purim as well. So on Chanukah, we don't find the regular connotation of Simcha. What could Simcha possibly mean? There are other halachas that also involve Simcha. Usually the Gemara tells in the Sefer Yekotan that there's no availus of Yom Tovim because they're the times of Simcha. So the mitzvah of Yom Tov overrides the name of availus to some degree. So on Purim we find there's a machlekes in Rishayim whether there's availus in Purim. That's machlekes Mechab and Ramah, all Purim and Hukos availus. How Hukos availus, how Sidi Shiva plays out in Purim. The minigas of Ramah, Ashkenazi communities is that they don't observe availus, at least before Hasiyah. It's treated almost like Chol HaMoed. That there's no availus for Mahesia, both on Purim as well as on Shushan. On Chanukah, we don't find, even within those Rishonim who say there's no availus on Purim, we don't find that they would say the same thing on Chanukah. There's one day in Rishonim, it's an obscure sheet that's in the Rishonim, that there's no, one doesn't sit Shiva on Chanukah. It's designed simple for that. Didn't even make it into the, anywhere near the Shulchan Aruch. In Hukas Purim, so the Mechab and the Ramah argue about availus, argue about sitting Shiva on Purim. In Hukas Chanukah, there's Bechlau no mention whatsoever. There's no such sheet whatsoever except in the Halacha. So we don't have a Jew like a Sufik. It would even be a Sufik, we would say, Halacha, you've got to make up a Avol. It's not even a Sufik. It's completely a Nilchem and Halacha. So the regular expressions of Simcha just don't seem to find themselves in terms of Chanukah. So what does the Rambam mean? How would this Simcha Sayyid express itself? So L'chora, one could suggest that the Simcha Sayyid that expresses itself in Chanukah really doesn't express itself in the Olam HaGashmi in terms of a physical celebration. For the reason that Rabbi Levush already noticed, made famous, that the celebration of Purim, the celebration of Hanukkah are fundamentally different, because the Gezeirah was fundamentally different. The Gezeirah of Purim was a physical destruction, potentially for physical destruction. And therefore, when Yeshua came about, so the Chazal Shemai Sador instituted a physical Yom Tov. Anyway, Hanukkah, the whole Gezeirah was not physical in nature anyway. It would have led to, it was leading to physical. Because the din is, you have to give your life, you have to give up your life rather than violate things. So it ended up that the Jewish lives were in danger. But the whole Gezeirah started out as a spiritual Gezeirah, so the celebration was a spiritual celebration as well. So maybe what the Rambam is driving at is that the mitzvahs that we perform, the things that we perform on Hanukkah, the spiritual mitzvahs, are mitzvahs that also are an expression of simcha. They're not the physical expression of simcha, but they're the spiritual expression of simcha. How are the mitzvahs hayoyim a spiritual expression of simcha? So Hallel is the easier of the two. Hallel, the Ramban has a comment that says on mitzvahs. Ramban writes, why do we say Hallel and Yontif? Why do you say Hallel and Yontif? So Ramban writes, saying Hallel and Yontif is an expression of simcha hayoyim. So the Torah says, v'samach b'chagecha, so you have to do all kinds of different types of expressions of simcha. The Rabbi calls the Gemara Masechet Erechim. The Gemara says that how do you know that when the Kohanim bring Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, how do you know the Levi was supposed to accompany it with Shiras? So the Pasuk says, Tachas Hashem lo avadat, Tachas Hashem lo kecha, b'simcha b'tov leivot. And the Torah criticizes us, the Pashas Kisava, by saying that we are punished because we're not being Ebed Hashem b'simcha b'tov leivot. So the Gemara learns out from here a din, not just a Musa, it's a din l'dairus, that whenever you have the avadat means the Avedis HaKarbanos, it has to be b'simcha b'tov leivot. It has to be accompanied with expressions of simcha b'tov leivot. Ezu avaydish of a simcha b'leivot, what's considered to be an expression of simcha b'tov leivot? The Gemara says that Yom is a shira. Shira is always an expression of simcha b'tov leivot, because Rashi quotes from Mordechai ben David, Ein adam b'sha shira l'mitach simcha b'tov leivot. Rashi quotes that a person always sings when they're full of a joy. So you see that the avaydish of karbanos have to be accompanied by the Shira Salavim. So whenever there's a din of simcha, whenever there's a requirement of being in a state of simcha with the leivav, you have to sing. So the Ramban writes and says, for mitzvah, that's why we say hallel. So the saying of hallel and yantav to kahallel is clearly an expression of simcha sayyid. Even though the hallel that we say in Hanukkah is not a yantav to kahallel, it's a neis hallel, but it is also an expression of simcha, there's no question about it. When one says hallel, one enjoys it, it's a beautiful expression of joy, an internal joy in one's heart. So that's perhaps what the Rambam is driving at. When the Gemara says, Kav Yom Tov Mahala Vada, so the Rambam says, Nichlal and that is the idea of Simcha. That Simcha saying Halal, so the Shteitzah, that's all, so that's understood. That's an idea of Simcha as well. What about the other bits of Sayyid, the fact that we light the menorah? So how is that exactly an expression of simcha? Where does the Rambam see simcha in the midst of Avlocha Seminara? So one can understand that in several ways. Either one can understand that that's an expression of Avodas HaMikdash, that the whole lighting of the menorah is the zeicha to the Avodas HaMikdash. So we mentioned the other night that the Ran writes in Masechet Shabbos that some of the dinim that govern Avlocha Seminara are based on Mikdash. When we light the menorah in our homes, we don't just light it as a zeichel neis, not just as a zeichel neis, but we try to mimic the Beis HaMikdash. And there are halachas that emanate from the mimicking of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ran explains in the Sefer Shabbos, that's the reason why the Neiros are Kodesh, that's why you're not allowed to get hanorah from the Neiros. It's not a din of Bizayin Mitzvah, the Ran says. If it was a din of Bizayin Mitzvah, then it would have been looked at to learn by the Neiros. Like the Balmor claims, we spoke about this the other day. The reason why you're not allowed to use the Neiros for anything is because the Neiros are Kodesh, and the Eilam Rishus Lishnamish Behem. So Kodesh is the Hekdesh, Namish Bechina of Mikdash. That's one of the reasons why we like the Menorah in Shul, that's why we like the Menorah on the southern side of the wall in the Shul. We want to mimic the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible. So if the whole mitzvah of Avlokas HaMenorah is supposed to be almost like the Avodas, like a quasi Avodas HaMikdash, so then we also understand where the Simcha Shibawa is, because Avodas HaMikdash always has to be accompanied with Simcha, that Tachas HaShel Avarat HaShel Lekech HaSimcha Tuv Leiva. So that dimension of Avlokas HaMenorah also carries with it a certain degree of a Simcha that accompanies it. And perhaps a little bit more than that, that the mitzvah of Avlokas HaMenorah, so we know Chazal tells us many, many places that there is a correlation between the mitzvah of Avlokas HaMenorah and Talmud Torah. The Gemara has a famous comment where the Gemara says that if a person wants to be matzliach in wealth, wants to become very rich, You should daven Shmonesrei facing the north. You should tilt a little bit. You should daven Mizrahi, face a little bit to the north, because the north is somehow a school for wealth, because the Shulchan was in the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that man de yachkev yadri, if a person wants to become a great Tamar Chacham, they should tilt a little bit to the south. You see from the Gemara that you can't do both. You have to choose. If you want to be smart, you want to be wealthy. So that's not to get both. So I should do acrobatics. So the Gemara says that the southern side has the Sula for Chachmas HaTorah. Because Kibbe Mitzvah, the Torah, the light of the menorah has always traditionally been the symbol of Chachmas HaTorah. The Gemara says in the Sefer of Kama that out of all the Dvarim HaMazikim, so Eish is the only thing that's able Mamish. If my animal causes damage, that's a Dovash Eish for Mamish. If I damage, that's a Dovash Eish for Mamish. Send an animal to eat somebody else's property, the animal gores you, that's called Dovash Eish B'mamish. When my Eish, if I light a fire, if the fire damages, that's called Dovash Eish B'mamish. There's nothing to it. You hand that to the fire, there's no mamashes to it. So, a fire, flame, and light, and neiris, that's something that's not really from Olam Hazeh. That's something that's much closer to the Olam Hazeh. That's something that doesn't really have any tangibility to it. That's exactly what Torah is. The Torah is something that's not tangible. Reb Chaim said there's a chetz of Torah. Without chetz of Torah, something that's not tangible, doesn't relate really to Olam Hazeh. So if Halakhos HaMenorah is supposed to be, in a sense, an expression of Chachmas HaTorah, we understand exactly why Chazal instituted that, because the whole Gezeirah was Lashkicham Torah Secha. So when we want to celebrate the Yeshua, so forget, the real celebration of Chanukah is the antithesis of Lashkicham Torah Secha. The more Tamar Torah, the more we learn of Chanukah, so that's a greater key, and that's not just a nice thing to do to learn a little bit extra of Chanukah. That's the whole learning Torah, that's the whole Avodah Sayyid was to learn more Torah. And the whole Gezeirah was Lashkicham Torah Secha, so the tikkun for that is Lashkicham Torah Secha. So we mentioned more and more Limudat Torah Dafin and Chanukah. So then we can also understand, if part of the mitzvah sayyim is supposed to be the symbolism of the menorah, is supposed to be an encouragement for us to learn more and more Torah, so then I understand why there's a degree of simcha as well. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Tamar Torah, so simcha is an integral part of the mitzvah of Tamar Torah. Achronim, a quote from Chacham Tzvi, it says that Rechmanos Yisrael, you have an avil on Yontif. If somebody died on Yontif, they're buried on Yontif, so the person's in limbo to lift the Yontif. Shiva doesn't start to lift the Yontif. But in the interim, those couple of days, until the point, the last day of the Yontif, so the person is a quasi-avil, nishtah-nishtah-her. He doesn't count Shiva, he's a quasi-avil. He has to be knowing Dvar Shiva Tzimah. He's not allowed to do private things, he's not allowed to do his wife, except certain things of private avails he has to observe. So the Chacham Tzvi writes that he's still allowed to learn Torah. Why is he allowed to learn Torah? Because how can he not learn Torah? He's Mechuv and Simchus Yontif. How many have Simchus Yontif without learning Torah? It's not Shaykh to have a Simchus Yontif without learning Torah. The Kudesh Yom Yishov is something like, Talmud Torah and Simcha go so hand in hand with one another, it's inconceivable to have one without the other. So that, maybe that's the idea of Chanukah also. When the Rambam writes that you make Chanukah, you make Simcha, so it doesn't mean Basar, and it doesn't mean Yahim, but what it does mean is all the spiritual Simchas. It means you say, Kala is the key of Simcha, you have a Mikdash that reminds us of the key of Simcha, the Limud Torah that we do extra in Chanukah, those are all expressed in Simcha. That's the emphasis of Simcha in terms of the Yantav of Chanukah. The fact that there's a Chanukah, there's a Zman Simcha, may not just be in terms of the relating to the Simcha, to the mitzvah of Yom, maybe the very essence of the day also is something that leads us to an expression of Simcha. We know that you can always tell something about the essence of the day from the name of the day. The name of the Yontif speaks a lot about the Yontif itself. So, my daughter, believe me, asked me yesterday, she said, I don't understand, I know why Pesach is called Pesach, why in the world is Chanukah called Chanukah? What does Chanukah mean? Good question, my Chanukah! And the real meaning of the word Chanukah, the Gemara has the Rishon of a play of the word Chanukah, hey, but that's a play of the word. The real meaning, of course, is Zos Chanukah Samikdash HaMizbech, which is read about this morning's Kriyas Adar. This is Zos Chanukah, that it's a Chanukah Samikdash. So when we started out last week, when we spoke on last Shabbos, we mentioned, I think it's an introduction to Yehuda Green or something, we mentioned that Chanukah Samikdash is a time of great Simcha. And the Tziv writes that he thinks that's the Pshuta Shemikra of Yom Simchaschem. The Torah says, Yiblo Chatzaitzes of Yom Simchaschem. So when is Yom Simchaschem? It says, Yom Simchaschem, Moadechem, Rosh Hashachem. So it says, Rosh Hashachem, it says, Yom, what other days is Simcha there? So the Tziv says, he thinks that the simple reading of Pshuta Shemikra is the day of Chanukah Samishkan, or Chanukah Samikdash. Whenever you rededicate the Samikdash, that has to be accompanied with tremendous, tremendous sense of Simcha. That makes a lot of sense. Why is there a celebration today? because it's Chanukah's HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that eating the Sudas of Chanukah is not a real Sudas Mitzvah, but it's a little bit of Sudas Mitzvah. So if you sing a little bit of songs, it makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, because it's a Zman of Chanukah's HaMishkan, so Chanukah's HaMishkan is a Mechaim in terms of Sudas HaYom. So it's interesting that dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, that's a time of great simcha. One would think that it would be the opposite. One would think that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't really be a source of simcha. One would think this Beis HaMikdash is a source of Meira, a source of great pachad in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, with a lot of pachad and Meira. And yet, not only when we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, not only when we rebuild the Mishkan, do we have a great source of simcha, but all of that simcha ultimately revolves around the Mikdash. All the Kavanas Hayom are times of simcha. All the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol, for him it was Yom Tov the entire year, was a time of simcha. It says the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe regular Avelos. That's why all the halachas that we have, the Shalosh Gadol, everything revolves around simcha HaMikdash. So Tosis writes that the simcha of Zman HaZem may only be the Ramadan, because we don't have a base of Mikdash. It's against the Ram. The Ram says it's the Reis of Zman HaZem. So what is it, that how could it be that the same base of Mikdash carries with it Mora Mufacha? Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he says, Mazer HaMokha Mazer. At the same time, it's a source of tremendous simcha. So the only reason why we ask that kasha is because we misunderstand what simcha is. We think that simcha means letting loose. We think simcha means, having a party. Simcha means balls dropping. People think a lot of strange ideas of what simcha means. So anyone who understands what simcha really means, simcha means the closest to Ribbono Shel Olam. Simcha means something which is otherworldly. So then one understands. Of course, the Mikdash is a source of simcha. Of course, Limud Torah is a source of simcha. As we mentioned over Shabbos, that the more person is involved in Ruchnius, the more person is involved in the Avedus Hashem, the more person knocks his head over a sukkah in the Gemara. So if I get the greatest simcha that he's going to have, simcha is not what we call colloquially today fun. Simcha is an inner joy, an inner tranquility, an inner serenity. That's simcha. That simcha comes after from Mikdash. That comes from seriousness. That comes from Moira. That comes from Limud HaTorah. That comes from Avedus Hashem. That's the real source of simcha. So we speak about Chanukah being a time of simcha. So in a certain sense, it's a higher level of simcha. It's not the simcha that sometimes can potentially become a Kalas Rosh type of simcha. It's not even a Purim type of simcha. It's a real pure simcha. It's the simcha of Avedis Hashem. It's the simcha of Saint Paul. It's the simcha of Limud HaTorah. It's the simcha of Chanukah Mikdash. That's the simcha in terms of Chanukah. So whether it's an official formal time of the year, Chanukah you make simcha. So that's along the Shishai level, except for Rabbah, except for Rabbah. But in terms of what our mindset should be, so Father to Father, that very much is correct. As the last few hours of Chanukah are winding down, so the formal mitzvah sayyom we pretty much finished. We played our candles last night, we're done. We said a halal, we're done. All the mitzvah sayyom we're pretty much done. So now all we have is, they say in the Litvish Svarim, so they call it Zois Chanukah. They say, why is it called the Zois Chanukah? So the Stagdim say it's called Zois Chanukah because the whole week of Chanukah, so everyone's running around from one thing to one mesiva to another party, and everyone's running around, no one has a chance to learn anything. Come to the last day of Chanukah, all the parties are over. Ready? Zois Chanukah. You want to know what Chanukah really is? Go back to my Spanish and sit and learn. That's what the emphasis of that Zois Chanukah. So that shtickle Torah was only said when the last day of Chanukah is not on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday, so it's but up of Yechen. When Baruch Hashem had the opportunity, forget this year we can even be yotzei there. But Rome's kasha, but Rome's a kasha. Why in chutzlot we should keep a night there? And let's make a biyomer. So on top of why we don't. So today Baruch Hashem, we have tomorrow also. Those who don't get a chance to learn all day today, can still learn all day tomorrow. No one's going to work tomorrow anyway. So Baruch Hashem, we're going to have the extra day. So if you want to know how to make the Zeitz Chanukah really, really meaningful, so Zeitz Chanukah, go back to the Spanish, go back to learn, and continue to get a wonderful, wonderful. Paris of beautiful Koch and the Kedushas Ayyam, the Sittas Ayyam, the Chakras, the last one. Let's get that.